It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Tanya Giard and Shelley Abner are a little nuts. Have I ever told you that? Actually, in this context, we're talking about the New Year Theater Society. Last year, for the first time, they tried this thing called Casino Night, and it worked out well enough. This year, they're bringing it back. Choice Liquors presents Casino Night. The fabulous, welcome to fabulous Casino Night at the Ute Theater on Saturday, February 1st, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, by the way. You can get tickets at utetheater.com or the Ute Theater box office. So talk about last year. Set the stage for us.
Last year was fabulous. It was almost sold out. I would say we were pretty close. All the tables were full to the max. We had to take turns with people sitting at each table. So this year we decided to bring back more tables. So we added another craps table and two additional blackjack tables.
You mentioned before we got started, that was the only comment you had from folks was that could use a few more tables.
Correct.
And so you made that change this year.
We did. So we hope everybody finds a seat and comes out to play.
Now, it was back in 2008 that the owners of the Ute Theater, with the impending change to digital projection, decided couldn't make it happen.
Correct.
So they actually, they walked away. Did they sell the theater at that time to the City of Rifle?
The City of Rifle found out that it was going to be used for an alternate purpose that would not be beneficial to the community.
Okay.
So the city stepped in along with a group of citizens that came together to help.
And those group of citizens would be the New Year Theater Society, right? Formed in 2009. And since then, you've been really instrumental in making the Ute Theater what it is today.
We love to see it being used.
Yeah. Well, and you still, even though the remodel is done and it seems like the future of the Ute is pretty firm, New Year Theater Society, your members still come out and help out with shows and support the city and the theater in any way you can.
Absolutely. We went through and kind of figured out how many hours our volunteers have donated their time, and it was well over 2,000 plus hours.
Last year?
Yep.
Wow. That's awesome. And you also, you help out, like if a nonprofit wants to rent the theater, but they can't quite pay the rental fee occasionally, Nuts will help out with that. You have some of your own events from time to time as well.
Oh, yeah. That's probably our number one giving.
Yeah, we've pretty much turned into a 501c3 supporting other 501c3s in our area.
Yeah. Which works. Rifle,
it does. It's wonderful. It's like the money just keeps on circulating, which is fantastic. And our Ute board consists of Helen Rogers as the president, Tanya Giard is the treasurer, myself, Shelley Abner, Anna Kaiser does all our tech
marketing
and marketing support. Jane Holt, Alyssa Nye does a ton of cooking for or catering for the any of the bands that come in or lots of them. And she will also be providing some of the food for the affair on February 1st. Kelly Thompson, Gary Miller, Andrea Ware, and Katie Mackley.
It's a lot of dedicated folks.
Yeah.
And a lot of those names have been there since the very beginning, right?
Sure have.
Including Tanya, I think you were there from the beginning, and Shelley.
I just got in a year after it was rolling. So.
And I think Gary Miller will have some more time this year to contribute
his
time.
You're right. I think you're right. He might have a little more free time. Unless he decides to spend it, you know, traveling somewhere exotic. I don't know. I can't exactly imagine Gary. I mean, okay, we're getting off topic here. I'm just imagining him, you know, on the beach in Maui or something like that.
Well, if it entices anybody, Gary will be one of our waiters on the night for Casino.
Awesome.
So you
will
don't
he be
have
wearing
to leave
a, like a
the
tux?
Table.
Will he be all dressed up?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
We'll make sure of that.
Talk about the games that will be available on Casino Night. You mentioned craps and blackjack.
Roulette and poker. Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is a form of poker.
Correct.
I think. Not much of a gambler.
I like blackjack. It's easy.
Right. You're shooting for 21.
But that's a good point. So the casino company has let us know that if you don't know how to play any of these games, their dealers are professional, and they will absolutely
okay.
teach you the rules.
So this is not like the casino in Las Vegas where they're looking at you.
Right. With,
yeah, okay.
They want you to win.
So that actually brings up the next question, which is you actually have hired a company to come in and kind of manage this as far as the gaming is concerned.
Yeah, it's a professional casino company with professional awesome. Casino tables. They even have a pit boss.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they do events like this all over?
They do. Yeah, this company awesome. Is out of Denver.
Interesting. Okay. So they are familiar with Colorado and you know how we need to do things here in order for it to be above board,
correct.
If you will. Although back in the 40s, well, I guess it would have been back in the day, there may have been that type of establishment in this area, but it is not now,
not
and
legal.
It is not the Ute Theater. Exactly. So what do folks do? You buy tickets in advance, right? Because there's a chance you may sell out this year just based on the success of last year.
Mm-hmm.
How much are those tickets?
Tickets are $30 a person. And with that $30, you're going to receive, when you come through the door, you will receive a booklet of pretend money to turn into your chips that will be $200 worth.
Okay.
And you'll also receive a chance to go home with a prize.
Cool. All right. And if you're playing and you're having a good time but not winning, can you buy more chips?
You sure can.
Okay.
We hope people do that.
All right. So $30 a person, and that'll get you $200 worth of chips. And if you want to buy some more, you can do that throughout the evening. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that the Utes bar will be open. That'll be a cash bar.
Mm-hmm. Full bar.
So that will be available.
And we'll have a lot of heavy appetizers. Appetizers are going to be served from our two local restaurants this year, Sammy's and Dickie's Barbecue. And then Alyssa Nye, our extraordinaire caterer, is going to be providing other heavy appetizers. So there will be food along with your drinks.
So in a way, Nuts are actually catering the party, right? Because
yeah.
Alyssa caters a lot, as you mentioned, for bands and other events that happen at the Ute Theater from time to time. Typically smaller events. And so between the three of them, they'll have some food that'll be available. Again, you called it heavy appetizers. So
correct.
Not finger food necessarily, a little bit more substantial. So if you want to come and kind of eat your way through the evening.
That's right. And if you have too much to drink, we have provided a Valley Taxi this year is something new and added from last year. And they're a service that have come out, reached out to us and said they would like to provide cars that evening. So if you would like to plan ahead, definitely they would be a service to use that night.
You should roll out a little red carpet out on the street, right? And it can be like a you know, like a Hollywood event and a Las Vegas event. Choice Liquors presents the New Ute Theater Society's Welcome to Fabulous Casino Night at the Ute Theater on Saturday, February 1st. Doors again open at 6:30. Again, it's just $30 for those tickets each. And the tables, by the way, open at 7. So 6:30 to get something from the bar at the Ute mm-hmm. and maybe some of those heavy appetizers. You had a great idea, split up the other sponsors of the evening and kind of mention them during each segment. You mm-hmm. want to mention a few of those as well? Again, it's presented by Choice Liquors.
Right. We'd like to thank Alpine Bank as well, A1 Heating and Cooling. Property Professionals, and Bank of Colorado.
And we'll mention more of those sponsors throughout,
throughout
the conversation
today. Amazing
community
we have.
Again,
thank you.
Tickets at utetheater.com and at the Ute Theater box office. This probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway just to make sure. This is a 21 and over event only.
Correct.
Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about New Ute Theater Society's fundraiser. Choice Liquors presents a casino night at the Ute Theater on Saturday, February 1st. Doors at 6:30, tables open at 7 o'clock. Again, professional dealers, professional-friendly dealers, they want you to come out and play, and they are ready to explain these games to you if you're interested. Again, craps, blackjack, roulette, and Texas Hold'em.
Correct.
I actually remembered all of them. I don't believe it. Again, if you think you may have a really good time, Valley Taxi will be available. to get you home safely that night. Again, it's $30 per person. That'll buy you $200 worth of chips. Heavy apps will be served. We talked about this a little bit in the previous segment. Explain what the money that New York Theater Society raises on February 1st will be used for.
Number one, it's going to go back into the Ute to help programming, to help with contributions to other nonprofits that would like to rent the theater. For example, the next nonprofit that's renting the theater is the Rifle Animal Shelter, and we're able to provide their rental fee for that organization so that they can raise money for what they do best. Along with this, it also helps, this will be our third year of doing children's theater camp with Missoula Children's Theater. So the money raised there also helps us secure the theater for an entire week.
That's also been a big one, hasn't it?
It was a huge turnout the last 2 years. Yeah, we've done, last year we did, first year we did Pied Piper. This past year we did...
Wendy.
Oh, yes, Peter and Wendy. Blanked it. Next year, full announcement, Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, cool.
That will be fun.
You haven't mentioned that before now?
I mentioned it at our members meeting,
okay.
But I haven't mentioned it online. So Johnny Appleseed this summer, July 21st through the 26th.
When will you start selling those for the area
registration
kids?
I think will begin in April. We okay. try to partner up with Rifle Rec Department so that when they send out their schedule for summer activities, parents can also put that on their calendar.
Gotcha. Where can folks find more information about that? Is Facebook the best way to keep up to date with the New York Theater Society?
You know, Facebook is okay. It's definitely a product for information or where right. to go get information. Right. But really, Anna Kaiser does a fantastic job of updating our website, utetheater.com.
Okay.
When you go there, there's a chance to sign up for a
monthly newsletter.
Monthly newsletter, and it sends you out a whole list of events ahead of time, some before they're even announced.
Gotcha. Okay. So again, utetheater.com is the New York Theater Society's website. Again, that's part of that partnership with the city. Again, Ute Theater is a city property, but the volunteers really put a lot of time and effort into it. Were there conversations when it took so many years to get the theater remodeled to what it is today? Were there conversations among the New York Theater Society board about, okay, mission accomplished, that's what we wanted to do, it's time to dissolve, or let's forge ahead, what else can we do to help the Ute Theater? What were those conversations like?
You know, I love that part of this because we all were passionate at some level of what we wanted to see here at the event center. And, of course, the list had to be provided for the city council meetings to encourage them to support it and to move ahead. So with that list, we've checked off every single thing that we had on there and then some. So we continue to just be so passionate about it because that's why we started it.
And it's not just those members of the New York Theater Society board that you mentioned before. It's all the members of their family as well.
Absolutely. Oh, all our kids have been employed at some point.
Yeah. And not to mention, another fundraiser that we do is sustainable memberships on an annual basis. You can donate at any level from $20 to $10,000 if someone really feels passionate about the theater. But that always, we love our members.
Yeah, we thank goodness for them because we as a community, we've all been just amazed at the community members that have come forward. And like the sponsors that we have for the casino night, it's just incredible to see businesses really stand up and provide the income that keeps circulating.
Again, you can learn more about those sponsorships, those memberships of the New York Theater Society at the website, utetheater.com, or if you attend any event, just about any event at the Ute Theater. I guess there might be some that you don't have volunteers, but typically you've got at least one New York Theater Society volunteer at each event.
Almost every time that happens. Yeah.
Again, that's utetheater.com. Casino night happens Saturday, February 1st. Doors at 6:30. Tables, they'll start dealing, I guess you might say, at 7 o'clock. Again, some additional tables this year to accommodate the folks last year that said, you know, it would be nice if, well, there you go. It will be nice. Mm-hmm. Again, on Saturday, February 1st. Again, Casino Night is presented by Choice Liquors. And you want to mention some more sponsors?
Sure. We'd also like to thank Russ and Kathy Marsh, Mountaineer Electric, John's Liquor, Shelter Insurance with Tyler Davis, and Columbine Ford.
We'll take one final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the big fundraiser. Choice Liquors presents Casino Night at the Ute Theater, a benefit for the New Ute Theater Society. Saturday, February 1st, doors at 6:30, tables, the dealers will start dealing at 7 o'clock. It's $30 per person. That'll get you $200 worth of chips. If you if you run out of chips, you can buy some more.
Correct.
That's where I'm going there. Craps, blackjack, roulette, and Texas Hold'em are the four games. Again, this is a professional casino company from Denver that will be handling this. And they say, if you don't know how to play a game, come on down. They would love to walk you through the process. And again, more tables this year than last year. So that was the one comment, took care of that one comment. So this year, Casino Night will be even bigger and better than ever. You can get tickets to Casino Night at utetheater.com or at the Ute Theater box office. Again, this is a 21 and over event because of, you know, the gambling themes. And of course, the Ute's cash bar will be open as well. You can also win some prizes if you come to the Casino Night.
You can. Everybody's going to receive a ticket for a chance to win several different prizes that all have been donated by local businesses. Just a few of those are our local Brendan Theater, Sunlight Ski Passes, Blush Salon, which is a salon here located on 3rd Street, Napa Auto Parts, Hot Springs Passes, Adventure Park Passes, and not to mention several concert tickets. Two of the big concerts coming up is the Young Dubliners are returning for the fourth time on February 29th. So there will be a basket with tickets available with some Ute swag.
Young Dubs are always a popular show, and they're always loud.
And they
if you like it loud
it.
And good.
kick off your March month.
Right.
With some Young Dubs on February 29th. You'll also have a chance to win tickets to Outlaw Country. This is a concert that the New Ute Theater Society is hosting. So it's our show. We're the concert promoters. And we've got local bands, which consist of Feeding Giants, Hogan and Moss, Queen Bee's Trio, and the Russ Statler Duo. Feeding Giants has been a huge band throughout the valley. And
for a while.
Yeah. And their lead singer, Andrea Ware, has become a member of our board. And she kind of spearheaded Casino Night. It was her idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She was Elvis last year.
Maybe Elvis will make another appearance.
I think Dolly Parton.
Have you heard?
I think that might happen.
Please tell me it's not going to be Gary. Please tell me.
That would be perfect.
That's why I said it. And Jake Statler, obviously, I don't know enough to say enough about every single band, but he performed at one of the other events at the Ute 2 or 3 years ago. He's an amazing guitar player.
He's fantastic.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Him and Russ together put on a really great show. So those four together, it's going to be an incredible night. That's March 7th.
And again, that's the Outlaw Country show. And that is a nuts presentation as well.
Correct.
You want to mention the other two? Are you, well, first of all, those are the prizes that you can win. Can you also win tickets to see the other two shows?
No,
the
but you can always purchase your tickets
okay.
While you're there.
Okay, so we're kind of sort of switching gears, but there are a couple other exciting shows that are coming up at the Ute Theater, which you can also learn about at utetheater.com.
Correct. Jason Bolin and the Stragglers are March 12th, and Susie Boggess is March 20th. Both are going to be big shows, so get your tickets in advance.
It's been a while since Susie Boggess has been in this area. There was a while when she would come like every 6 months. You know, Dave Reynolds brought her a few times, and I know she's been. Has she? She has not been to the Ute, I don't think, yet.
Nope.
And so Susie Boggess is always a great show, and she's so personable. You know, her personality really comes off in her live shows. So again, the Susie Baga show is March 20th. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to visiting with her again.
You bet.
I did an interview with her years ago, and I think we spent 10 minutes talking about, she's making lunch for her kids to send to school. And so we talked about families and all this other stuff. And it's like, maybe we should talk about the music, Susie. She's like, well, okay.
And according to her poster, she doesn't age.
No, apparently not. Apparently not. No, that's another great show.
It is. Again. And with, you know, just speaking of all of the shows, once again, Post Independent is running their Locals Choice Awards this year, and the Ute will be nominated in two of those categories, Best Live Music Venue and Best Entertainment Venue. Their categories, they've shrunk down this year. There's not as many to choose from. So
it's not as specific as it once was?
Well, in the past, it's been Best Large Venue, Medium Venue, Small Venue. It's just too much to try to choose. So please get out there when you see that voting has started.
Okay.
Vote
so
for
it's not Best Music Venue on 4th Street between Railroad and East. It's actually just generally Best Music Venue.
It is.
Okay. All right.
And we are.
You know what? It's hard to argue
just
with that.
Just going to claim it.
Everybody that comes into the Ute Theater, and we're talking about performers that see a lot of venues, but everybody that comes in remarks about how gorgeous it is, including the drummer for Royal South. First thing he said when he walked in was, this is beautiful.
We hear it over and over again, and it never gets old.
It's wonderful, and you should see their green room. It's amazing down there.
Again, you can learn more about Casino Night and about all of those upcoming shows at utetheater.com. Plus, you can buy tickets for all of those right now, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to make sure you get your ticket for Young Dubliners, is that probably going to be an all general admission show, you think?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
it'll be all
it's not a sitting. It's not a sitting show.
There's no way you can control that one. No.
No. You've got to be up and moving with Young Dubs. Again, that one is on February 29th. That's always a popular one, especially around March and, you know, St. Patrick's Day, that kind of thing. And they're making their triumphant return, you might say.
They love it here.
That one always, you always pack the house with Young Dubliners,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Again, Choice Liquors presents Casino Night. Welcome to Fabulous Casino Night. Saturday, February 1st. Doors open at 6:30, tables open at 7. You will have a cash bar available, some heavy appetizers from Alyssa, who is absolutely fantastic and a member of the New Ute Theater Society board. Also, Dickie's and Sammy's will be providing some heavier appetizers. So not finger food, a little bit more substantial if you want to come, and that way you don't have to worry about dinner before or after. And it also helps soak up if you plan on, you know, spending some time at the bar.
And we thank Valley Taxi again for sponsoring and being here as a helpful entity in getting you safely home.
Did you mention Savage Land Company?
I didn't. Okay. I wanted to make sure that Savage Land Company was mentioned. They're a huge supporter of the Ute, and Sally and her husband have always supported anything that the Ute has done, and they particularly like this event.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you heard the interview with Elaine Langstaff. She wrote the book about the Rifle Fire Department, you know, the first 100 years. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of old pictures of all the fire department and ambulance crews over the years, including, I think he was a former chief of the Volunteer Fire Department, John Savage.
Oh, wow.
A very young John Savage.
I did not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I tell you, it's a great book, by the way. They're selling that at the Rifle Heritage Center if you want to.
Very nice. Another nonprofit that
yes,
we like to
another
support.
Another nonprofit that the New Ute Theater Society likes to support. Again, that's kind of what the new Ute Theater Society has become, is supporting a lot of these local nonprofits that come in. They want to have a big event. Obviously, the city has to be pretty standard and even and fair about how they mm-hmm. rent the space. And so New Ute Theater Society can say, you know what, we can give you a hand mm-hmm. with that fundraiser, including sometimes for memorial services.
Correct.
From time to time and other things like that.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
What else should we talk about that we haven't yet?
Geez, Gabe, I think you've hit it all.
I think I hit it all and more, but that's kind of what I do.
We could
not that I would ever get off track.
Yeah, we could go back over and just list real quickly our sponsors
that's
again.
That's a great idea.
That stepped up. Again, Choice Liquors was our number one. Alpine Bank, A1 Heating, The Property Professionals, and Savage Land Company. And then Bank of Colorado, Russ and Kathy Marsh, Mountaineer Electric, John's Liquors, Shelter Insurance with Tyler Davis, and Columbine Ford. And we thank you so much for giving to this event.
It really helps offset the costs, and it allows more money in that comes back to us versus just breaking even.
Again, the website is utetheater.com. You can also buy tickets for not only Casino Night, but the other events at the Ute Theater box office. And all the best. Thanks again for being a big part of making this the Ute Theater what it is today.
Well, we couldn't do it without KMTS.
Well,
you guys,
you're very sweet.
You guys
absolutely
really help out a lot with all
thank
of our events.
So,
so we want to thank you guys as well.
You're very sweet. I'm sure I've mentioned so many memories over the years. You know, when I probably can't even count the number of movies I saw at the Ute Theater. So when I heard that it was actually going to be preserved in some way, maybe not exactly the same way, but you know, we've got such a history here.
And new memories for another generation.
Right.
Proms are being held here.
Right.
And eighth grade banquets are being held here. So lots of new memories for new generations.
It's truly a magical place.
No question about it. No question about it. It definitely has its own character. Just like, you know, all the old theaters, just like the Crystal or the Springs, the Isis, Aspen.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure you're not the only one that was saying, what the heck? Sorry. It's another Gabe reference that nobody gets. Anyway, all the best. Again, you can learn more at utetheater.com. Buy tickets for Casino Night and the other events at the Ute Theater box office or online. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Gabe.
Take care.
Thank you, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.